You're listening to SBS News.
Britain's medicine regulator has advised that people with a history of significant allergies do not get Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine after two people reported adverse reactions on the first day of rollout. Starting with the elderly and frontline workers, Britain began mass vaccinating its population on Tuesday, vaccinating thousands of frontline health workers and vulnerable people. The UK's National Health Service said the advice had been changed after two NHS workers reported anaphylactoid reactions associated with receiving the vaccine. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says the two people had a history of allergic reactions in the past.
There's always going to be anti-vaxxers, but yes, two cases. As I understand, those two cases did have ongoing allergic reaction difficulties throughout their life. And so, yes, two cases, but how many non-allergic reactions were there? You know, we need to weigh it up with the full weight of the statistics, not just pick out the two who have had allergic reactions. And that's why I'm sure the UK health authorities and officials who are managing this will do it in the best possible way.
In the United States, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state could expect the first doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to arrive as soon as this weekend, pending its approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Mr. Cuomo said the state expects its initial allocation will be distributed to nursing home staff and residents and high-risk hospital workers.
New York expects the initial allocation of 170,000 doses. It could arrive as soon as this weekend. That assumes the FDA does act right away, the FDA does approve it, and the military turns around and ships it immediately, but it could actually be coming this weekend.
The FDA has released documents with no warnings over the safety or efficacy of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. There is a review of the vaccine's data today by a panel of outside advisors that will vote on whether to recommend the FDA issue an emergency authorization for its use. Approval could come as soon as Friday or Saturday, with the first U.S. injections happening on Sunday or Monday. Meanwhile, a new poll in the U.S. has found that only about half of Americans are ready to roll up their sleeves and get the vaccination. In the U.S., 15.3 million people have been infected and 287,000 have died so far. Canada has become the third country after the UK and Bahrain to approve the Pfizer vaccine as infections accelerate in South Korea, South Africa, and North America. Canada's health regulator has approved the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine, and an inoculation program is ready to get underway. Israel's foreign minister, Gabi Ashkenazi, said that the country will seek to make COVID-19 vaccines available to Palestinians after Israel's most vulnerable, including health workers, received the medicine first.
We're going to start maybe tomorrow the first vaccine. And I think, as we did in the past, we share with them whenever we can and provide them help. We don't rule out this opportunity once we will have the amount that we need for our first responders, you know, health community and others. And as far as I know, they have already engaged with some of the companies.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says vaccinations to the general public will begin on the 27th of December. So far, Israel's Ministry of Health has confirmed more than 340,000 COVID-19 infections and just under 3,000 deaths. But there are warnings about vaccination programs. Aid agency Oxfam says rich countries have secured enough vaccines to protect their populations nearly three times over by the end of 2021, possibly depriving billions of people in poorer areas. Oxfam and other organizations urged governments and the pharmaceutical industry to take action to ensure intellectual property of vaccines is shared widely. Oxfam's health policy manager, Anna Marriott, says pharmaceutical companies often put profit before public interest.
I think it's clear that we cannot rely, and nor should we rely, on the voluntary or charitable actions of pharmaceutical companies. And one critical step, particularly for rich countries, is to change their position and support proposals being made at the World Trade Organization by South Africa and India to waive intellectual property rights for the period of the pandemic until we've achieved herd immunity, until everybody that needs it has got a vaccine.
Sri Lanka says it will cremate the bodies of 19 Muslim coronavirus victims, overriding their families' objections against the contentious policy. The island nation has been experiencing a surge in cases since October, with the number of infections increasing more than eightfold since then to over 29,300, with 142 dead. Cremation is a practice forbidden under Islamic law, but despite that, Sri Lankan police say five Muslims were cremated on Wednesday. The policy was challenged in the Supreme Court, with 12 petitions filed by the Muslim community and civil society groups, but the court rejected the petitions without giving reasons why it made that decision. A community spokesman says people may fear to seek medical help as they do not want to be cremated. Sri Lanka made COVID-19 cremations compulsory in April amid fears spread by influential Buddhist monks that burying bodies could contaminate groundwater and spread the disease. Globally, more than 68.7 million people have been reported to be infected by the novel virus, and more than 1.5 million have died. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.